Welcome to the Balanced Flux Podcast. I'm Jenny McLeod, and these are my takes on cultivating mental health, enhancing personal productivity, thereby living a balanced life. I hope that you'll be inspired to expand the quality of your life and in turn, empower others along the way. Expect new episodes on Sundays at 1 p.m. UTC on major podcast apps and platforms. And remember that you can always get more information on the website at balancedflux.com. So join me now and every week on this inspiring and fulfilling journey through the Balanced Flux Podcast. Have you ever caught yourself in a spiral of negative thoughts where one bad thing leads to another and everything seems to be going wrong? Then there are those days when the sunlight hits just a little brighter, the birds chirp somewhat louder, and everything feels strangely possible. What's the shift between these two mindsets? And more importantly, can you control it? This is where the concept of learned optimism comes in. It's not just about being generally positive, though that does help. Learned optimism is a specific way of thinking and approaching life. It's about teaching yourself to see challenges and setbacks in a more constructive, hopeful light. At its core, learned optimism is about how you explain the events in your life. Do you tend to view bad things as permanent, personal, and pervasive? Or do you see them as temporary, external, and specific? The former is a pessimistic explanatory style, the belief that the bad stuff is your fault, it will always be this way, and it impacts everything. The latter is an optimistic explanatory style, where problems are seen as challenges, with solutions yet to be found. For example, you don't get the promotion you were hoping for, despite your efforts and dedication. You begin experiencing disappointment, frustration, and even helplessness. In this case, a pessimist might think, I'm not good enough, or I'll never advance in my career. On the other hand, an optimist, specifically a learned optimist, might think, okay, this wasn't the right fit, I'll find something that's a better match for my skills, or I can always enhance my existing skills to excel in my profession. The reason why the term learned is emphasized is because learned optimism is ultimately a skill that can be honed, not merely a personality trait. It takes work to shift your perspective, especially if you're prone to a more pessimistic outlook. This means catching those negative thoughts, challenging them with logic and evidence, and reframing setbacks as opportunities for growth. The benefits of learned optimism are evident and plentiful. Optimists generally enjoy better mental and physical health, stronger relationships, higher resilience, and greater success in multiple areas of life. They bounce back faster from difficulties and tend to view stress as something they can overcome. However, it's important to avoid toxic positivity. The idea that you should suppress all negative emotions to put on a relentless happy face. Learned optimism isn't denial. It's about finding the silver lining, even in the worst of things, always believing that a solution can be found, no matter the circumstances. There is a time for sadness, anger, and frustration, but the key is not to dwell on these emotions for too long. Learning optimism isn't easy. It's about going against the grain of your inner critic. You'll need to become an expert at recognizing those pessimistic thought patterns that hold you back. Question them. Imagine debating with that critical voice, offering counter-evidence as well as arguments to aid the reframing of your thought process. Is that negative generalization really true? Just because you failed at something before doesn't mean you'll always fail again. There are simple yet effective ways to train your brain for optimism. For instance, keep a gratitude journal, focusing on the good things, big and small. This shifts your attention towards what is working rather than what isn't. Practice positive affirmations, even if they feel cheesy at first, because repetition is key, and something as simple as "I am capable of overcoming challenges" can make a surprising impact. Additionally, surround yourself with positive people, as optimism can be contagious. Seek out supportive friends and family who uplift you. Finally, focus on solutions, not problems. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, what's the one thing you can do to improve this situation? Like anything in life, finding a balance is key. Too much pessimism leads to stagnation and defeat. Too much optimism can make you blind to realistic challenges. The sweet spot is somewhere in the middle. An optimal dose of realism, combined with an unwavering belief in your abilities to navigate the ups and downs that inevitably come. So the next time the world feels heavy, can you shift your perspective just slightly, like tilting a painting to catch a flicker of light? That's the beginning of the optimism you can cultivate daily until the sunshine feels decidedly brighter again. And that's a wrap for this week's episode of the Balanced Flux Podcast. A new episode drops every Sunday at 1 p.m. UTC on major podcast apps and platforms. You can also listen to the podcast and extend your support through the website at balancedflux.com. This podcast is intended for informational and educational purposes only. Kindly seek the appropriate care and treatment from licensed professionals. Do join the community on social channels and send your messages there or via email. Either way, if this podcast sparks some form of inspiration, I'd be more than glad to hear from you. Thank you for sharing your time and mind space. Your presence and engagement truly make this journey even more fulfilling and rewarding. I'm Tenny McLeod, signing off for now, and until the next time, stay safe, best wishes, and keep striving to achieve your balanced flux.